Back for our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com on Sounds of the Game. And we talk with Coach Brian Gentry, who was up in the booth on Friday night for the game for Scott City. And we hear his comments afterwards after a Scott City 32-8 win.
We're joined here in the post game here, Assistant Coach Brian Gentry, who got the call tonight to go up on top of the press box. And this may be a continued trend, Coach, here. Congratulations. A nice win for you guys.
Yeah, it was a nice win for us. After the last couple of weeks, we kind of needed to get back on track. And with it being a district game, you know, it was a big one we wanted to get. And we started it off right tonight.
And you kind of had a feeling, or you found out a little bit late here in the week here, that Goodland was going to be without Leighton Keir, but they brought in a couple of quarterbacks tonight that were pretty, did a good job servicing in the first and fourth quarter, and they had some scrambles that got down to the 8-yard line, but your defense stiffened up there, forced the interception, and then after the Culp interception, that was one play, 97 yards, just like how you drew it up, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We knew that was going to happen, so you know, we've kind of needed that big play, you know, a spark to get us going, and you know, it hit pretty quick, and Jace was able to make the most out of it. So we did a great job blocking on that play, but yeah, with Leighton being out, you know, that's a big blow to them. They're pretty physical. They got some really good skill guys as well, good speed, good size. You know, that's a pretty good team right there. And with him going down, that, you know, it hurts them. But I thought their backup quarterback came in and did a pretty good job. You know, he probably missed a couple of things that he'd like back, but at the same time, he did a good job, and our defense was able to get a few interceptions and put the offense in good spots.
You know, the offense, you know, it just first few games here struggled running the football, but I think you have to be pretty proud about how you guys were able to establish that ground game and not have to lean on the passing game as much here tonight. And that's a credit to the adjustments you guys were able to make on the offensive side, the offensive line there, and open up some holes.
Yeah, we tried to get a little bit more physical on one side of our line and shifted some guys around, and it really helped us get to, you know, kind of keep that end sealed off when we're running around the edges. And you know, when we put our line over there and line them up the way that we did tonight, you know, they give us our best chance to hit the bases and the traps and things like that. So, you know, it wasn't perfect by any means. We had a lot of substitution issues going on that, you know, we weren't great at. We got to get a little better with it. But overall, you know, I think, you know, looking at the yardage that we had tonight, it's a good sign for our guys. And, you know, we want to run the ball. We want to run first and run often. And tonight we were able to do that.
Defensively, I think you have to be pretty happy about how your team came out and played here tonight. You know, after that, other than that last drive there, Goodland did not have a first down from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. And, yeah, you had some substitutions in there in the fourth quarter to get some playing time for some of your younger kids. But I thought that was a testament to your players out on the field stepping up there and making the proper adjustments.
Yeah, early on, you know, I think our ends were getting a little bit too far upfield and kind of giving that quarterback some gaps that he could run through. And, you know, that big first run that they had, that got him down there inside the red zone, they you know, we came upfield a little bit too far. Coach Turner made an adjustment with them. And then it just seemed like we kept, you know, we were subbing in and out guys, cramped up, ankle here, you know. So the guys that came in, you know, I thought they did a good job too. But, you know, Coach Turner always does a great job with the adjustments, you know, in-game adjustments. And our defense responded pretty well tonight.
We almost had a lineman touchdown.
Oh,
he's,
man,
so close.
Right?
I mean, we're, yeah, come on. You know, that was the time where the secondary, the linebackers, they needed to block for the lineman. The lineman to block all time, right?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You see a lineman intercepted, you see true joy. I mean, he's jumping up and down. He's so happy when he makes that. And, you know, it was pretty good hand-eye coordination because it hit him and he kind of bobbled it and he was able to secure it again. And, you know, so that's good for him. You know, anytime you get a lineman, get an interception, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was almost reminiscent of what Gabe Bowers did 2 years ago against Goodland.
Yeah, I think it's because Coach McEachern works with him on that all the time. He just throws it at him, lets him pick it off because he was pretty good at it, too.
Yes, he was. Well, this is a big confidence builder for you guys, definitely. And you guys were needing some confidence here. And Goodland came in with a lot of confidence. And now you go to Russell, and they were down big at halftime. And, you know, this is next one on the road, another opportunity for another district win.
Yeah, you know, it's every game, you know, in the district is a big game. And like we said, we started it off the right way tonight. We just got to keep adding to it. And so, you know, hopefully we can, get some of the bumps and, you know, bruises, you know, healed up and be healthy and ready to go. Another team, another new look that we're going to get. And, you know, we got to have our guys, you know, continue to buy in and you know, play with confidence. Like you said tonight, you know, I think this should be a good step in the right direction.
Scott City wins it here in homecoming tonight, 32-6. Thanks again, Coach Gentry, for the post-game interview. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.
Thanks once again there to Coach Brian Gentry for stopping by post-game after that 32-6 Scott City win. Taking a look at the final numbers in the ball game, Scott City would end up holding Goodland 154 yards of offense. That would be a season low for Goodland. They had been putting up quite a bit through their first three games. In fact, they were averaging 313 yards of offense. So Scott City held them by half of that amount, and they had 298 against the Lake and Bronx, and they were pretty balanced. Scott City held them 51 yards through the air, 103 on the ground, just six first downs, three of those in the first quarter, and then the three on their last drive of the ball game. Scott City's defense held Goodland to 3-10 on third down and 1-2 on fourth down, and Scott City was plus two on the night in the turnover department. Well, on Scott City's side, they would put up a season-high 401 yards of offense, 350 on the ground. Leading the way there for Scott City was Jace Thomas. He would end up with 181 yards on 16 carries and two touchdowns. Sawyer Stevens had 60 yards on 10 carries and two touchdowns. And Carson Froh, also career best, 62 yards on 14 carries and a touchdown. Harris the King was one of seven through the air in 38 yards, and that was to Isaac Trango. And Dylan Metzger, who came in the fourth quarter there, and with the second team out there, was one for 13 yards. His completion was to Efren Trango. And so Scott City putting up over 400 yards of offense for the first time this year at 401 season-high rushing yards by a long ways. In fact, coming into the game, Scott City only had 353 yards on the ground through three games. So that was how dominant they were. They had 18 first downs. They were 4-10 on third down, 3-3 on fourth down, and six penalties, though, for 63 yards. But it was a great effort for Scott City and a confidence builder for them. And they will head on the road on Friday night. They will take on the Russell Broncos. Russell's a team that can be pretty scary. They were down 28-0 in their game 2 weeks ago at home against Norton. In the fourth quarter, they scored 28 points in about 9 minutes in that fourth quarter, recovered two onside kicks, got the game tied up. Norton would win in double overtime, though, 34-28. And then I got to wonder if that maybe was a hangover the following week there against Southeast Saline. Southeast Saline returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and it just snowballed there. It was 46-0 and at one point in that second quarter, and ended up being 60-0 for Southeast Saline over Russell. That's Scott City's Week 8 opponent, Southeast Saline, and they're pretty solid this year. They're one of the top five teams in 3A. Russell at 0-4, and we'll see. They'll have a good five for Scott City on Friday night. They do have some speed, and we'll see how Scott City counters that on that Friday night. 7 o'clock from Schaefer Field in Russell. It'll be Russell's homecoming on Friday night, but a great win for the Beavers to get to 2-2 on the year, and most importantly, 1-0 in the district. Thanks again for listening here to Sounds of the Game. I'm Adam Kadavian. We'll do it again next week.